Jesus surrendered his own will. Jesus, the heavenly bridegroom, went to the pool of Bethesda, where a great multitude of sick folk were gathered, waiting for an angel to trouble the water. Because tradition held that the first one to enter into the waters when they were troubled would be healed. Jesus went specifically to one helpless, paralyzed man, said nothing about faith, and deliberately healed him. Then he turned and walked away and left all the multitude of sick folk sitting there in their pain and sicknesses. Jesus had all power and unlimited compassion, but he also had all discipline. He said, "I only do what I see my Father do." He did not have orders to heal them all. He had orders from his Father to heal just that one. Jesus also wore the bracelets of gold and only did the will of his Father that apprehended him. Without the bracelets, if God gave other gifts of the Spirit to someone, what confusion and trouble he could make of things. He would run out and do all kinds of things according to his own caprice. Imagine a minister without the bracelets, but possessing the rich gifts of healing, and had the power to speak the word and the sick would be healed. Imagine him with deep sympathy that would reach out to those poor sick people and in those circumstances walk amongst the multitude. What would he do? He would heal every one of them, and that crowd of people would surely know that there was a man of God with him. That would become a great problem in the church. Such a one would take things over and run them. Instead of being under divine orders, he would give the orders. Instead of being God's servant, he would make God his servant. He would tell the Holy Spirit what to do and when to do it. He would drive out the Roman army and make over the world. The Holy Spirit does not do things according to the ways of carnal flesh. God spoke to Isaiah in chapter 55 and verse 8, and he said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." Before any other gifts are given to the bride, Christ, the bridegroom, desires to give the most precious gifts of all. The ring of betrothal to Christ, and the bracelet of an apprehension of a lifelong marriage covenant. Eliezer was sent to find a bride, not to find a fine preacher, missionary, or some charismatic healer. Eliezer was sent specifically to search for and find a bride for Isaac, one who would be entirely in love with and surrendered to him. Paul, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2, "I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ."